السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. So last week we began a discussion on the heart, the spiritual heart, and we discussed that rectifying the spiritual heart is key, because when a person rectifies the spiritual heart, then it is very easy to do good amal for the rest of the body, to carry out good amal and to stay away from evil amal, evil deeds. And as long as the heart is not rectified, carrying out good and staying away from evil, will be a person will struggle with it. Thereafter we discussed that the heart contains what is known in the terminology of Sharia as akhlaq, singular being khuluq and plural being akhlaq. But here akhlaq is not what we discuss, what is not used in the meaning that we use on a day-to-day basis. We use akhlaq on a day-to-day basis to mean someone is polite, someone is respectful, someone is well-mannered. And why it's all of these are desirable in Sharia. We're not saying, you know, Sharia encourages these as well. The hadith do encourage this. Akhlaq is a bit more than that. It's a bit vaster than that. Akhlaq refers to certain qualities which the heart contains. And there can be good akhlaq and there can be evil akhlaq. Bad akhlaq. Good akhlaq, a person's heart has humility. Humility means he doesn't think much of himself. That's a good quality. Now humility is not a... Although when sometimes we say, be humble. Sometimes we refer to it as, you know, behave in a humble manner. In reality, being humble, having humility is a feeling inside you. What is the feeling? That I'm not better than other people. When I'm not better than other people, then I shouldn't look down at anyone as well. And the opposite of humility, which is self-conceit, or if you take it a step further, which is pride, is also a feeling. It's a feeling that, I am, when you see a certain person, I am better than him, for whatever reason. Maybe I'm sharper than him. Maybe I am more pious than him. I have more knowledge than him. I am wealthier than him. I am better at earning. Whatever the reason. Reasons differ. But this pride and the opposite being humility. And in Arabic, tawadu and kibr or takabbur. Both of these are actually feelings within a person's heart. They are qualities. The love of Allah Ta'ala. For which there are so many virtues in the hadith. This is actually, it's not a physical amal, it's a quality within a person. Love for other people, compassion for other people, this is also a quality within a person. And on the flip side, hatred for someone is also a quality within a person. So the heart contains these qualities. And rectifying them is of utmost importance. When a person rectifies these qualities within himself, then his a'mal will also become rectified. Because whenever you do an a'mal, whenever you do an action, be it good or bad, it will have stemmed from some quality within your heart. But you carried out someone's ghibah. So to us it's a case of ghibah done and ho gaya. It was an amal. No, it was an amal, but there was a root cause of it within. What was the root cause? It may differ depending on the person. It may be that you have hatred for him. So the root cause is hatred, which has caused the ghibah. It may be that the root cause is pride. You think you are better than him, that is why you have carried out his ghibah. The root cause may be made up of more than one illness. And in fact, I've just given one example. an expert. We will discuss ahead that they, just like they're experts in every field of deen, they're experts in this field as well. An expert will be able to tell you regarding each and every amal of yours. What is the root cause behind it? A good amal, what was the root cause behind it? And an evil amal, what was the root cause behind it? And if a person has an illness, he has a fever, and he wants to cure himself. The solution is not to lower the fever. That is a temporary solution. The real solution is to find the reason a person that experienced that fever, he is experiencing fever. Because fever is the symptom, and the illness, the disease, the virus, that is the root cause. So in the same way, when a person carries out a sin, that sin is a symptom of the illness within. And until a person does not grasp and understand the illness within, it will be very difficult to remove that symptom. He might treat it, it's gone for a bit, it comes back again. But you have a pain. Now paracetamol doesn't treat the problem. It treats a symptom, which is a pain. The problem will be within. Maybe let's say there is a broken bone there. So the problem is a broken bone. The symptom is pain. Now, if you try to treat the symptom, you have some medication. It may work, it may not, number one. Number two, if it works, it will usually only work temporarily. After some time, depending on the severity, maybe the same day, maybe the next day, a few days, the pain will come back. And until you do not work out what the issue is, what the actual issue is, the cause is, and you don't treat that, you don't come to realize that there's a broken bone that it needs to be treated, it needs to be put together correctly, you will not be able to rid yourself of this issue. The same is here. There is an incident in the hadith that illustrates this very well. Regarding two Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Now, before we go ahead, one must understand that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, each one of them was fully rectified and they were pure. They were rectified to a very high level. The good qualities in the heart were of a very high level, of such a level that in our time a person cannot even reach them. Just regarding the sincerity of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just regarding the sincerity of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that once he said that if one of my Sahaba was to spend half a mud is one of those containers that are very common for wudu nowadays. Half a mud of grain is probably not more than a kg of grain. So if one of my Sahaba was to spend a kg of grain, I'm saying in my own words, and you people, meaning a non-Sahaba, us, the people, anyone after him, after the Sahaba, was to spend gold equal to the Mount Uhud, then the reward of the Sahabi would be more. Because of his sincerity is of such a high level, and the more your sincerity is, the higher the reward of an amal. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were purified to a very high degree, but sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make them do certain deeds, certain actions, so that we can learn lessons from it. So this is an example of such an incident. So Abu Darda and Bilal radiallahu anhu, they were having some kind of dispute, some disagreement. And within the dispute, it got a bit heated, tempers rose, and the words came out from Abu Darda radiallahu anhu's mouth, Yabna Sauda, oh, the son of a black woman. He said this to Bilal radiallahu anhu as an insult. Like I said, I will say it again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Sahaba radiallahu anhu carry out certain deeds so that as a result, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is good. I give you a very simple example. The practical elements of tawbah, of repenting from a sin, can only be understood if someone does a sin and in response, advice is given to him. Now, if no Sahabi ever sinned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to sin. If no Sahabi ever sinned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam verbally would have discussed the matter of tawbah. Practically, he would never have been able to guide someone. If he would never have been able to guide someone, the ummah would never have fully understood the reality of tawbah. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made certain Sahaba carry out certain sins. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would practically guide them, and the ummah would understand the reality of tawbah. So, here as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately, it was through his wisdom that Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said this, so that the response which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, we can learn from there. So he said this, Yabn al-Sawda, oh the son of a black woman, an insult. Now you and I, if we heard of one person insulting another, you would think it's a sin and bas ho gaya. But like we said, every sin points to an illness within. So, and here it should also be mentioned, something else we will learn from this incident is that a person himself sometimes doesn't even realize the illness within. He doesn't know it's there. Just like a person can have an illness, and sometimes there are no symptoms. For he has an illness, like the many a times a person has a cancer and it's growing, and for a number of years there are no symptoms, but the illness is still there. And sometimes symptoms start appearing, but especially when they initially start appearing, then a person doesn't even realize this is a symptom of that illness. He can't connect the dots. Yes. If you go to an expert, sometimes even an ordinary doctor won't be able to write. If you go to someone who is an expert in that field, regarding that illness, he has worked a lot, then he'll be able to point out that illness immediately. My Shaykh Azim al-Salim Sahib Hafidhahullah, he mentioned that once he went to another country, I can't remember where it was, for a bayan. And he said at that time he was having a lot of difficulty in his nose, in his breathing. And doctors had not diagnosed it yet, or they hadn't managed to diagnose anything. So, at one place he delivered a bayan. And after a bayan, it happens that people come to greet the speaker, to do mulaqat with him. So, one person came to greet him and he said, I'm a doctor and you've got sinus issues. He said, I'm a doctor and you've got sinus issues. So he said in reply that I do have some difficulty in my nose, but the doctors haven't diagnosed it. So he said, I'm telling you, it's a sinus issue. So he asked him, how do you know? He said, I realize from the way you speak that you have a sinus issue. I mean, you and I would never be able to spot that. In fact, it's quite possible ordinary doctors would have seen the patient, but not, but someone who had expertise in that field. He had maybe dealt with a lot of people. He realized it immediately. And recently, I came across an even stranger example. That some people are able to diagnose Parkinson's disease through smell. I mean, ye kaisa hai? How is that possible? It's because Parkinson's has certain effects on different limbs of the body. And and on the blood flow, etc. And one effect of that is that certain type of fungi grow between the toes, and they release a smell. So some people whose sense of smell is very good, and they've had a lot of experience with Parkinson's patients, they can diagnose it like this. The point of these examples is that. It's not always necessary that the person who has an illness within himself is able to realize that he has the illness. And that is why ahead we will discuss that often it happens that a person needs to go to someone who has expertise in this matter, a mentor, and needs to take guidance from him. If you can't realize you have an illness, one is treating the illness. That is, we'll discuss that later. You have an illness within yourself, you've realized that I have pride within myself, how are you going to treat it? For that you may also need expert advice. But sometimes just diagnosing the illness, you may also need expert advice. Realizing that you are ill. So, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make a complaint. That Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said this to me. He was hurt and they had a lot of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, he knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would console me. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam probably gave him the necessary consolation, etc. And then he called Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He called Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. And he asked him, first confirmed that, did you actually say this? Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu admitted that, yes, I did say it. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had given ilm of every field of deen directly from Allah ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the face of it, what happened was an insult. Two words. Son of a black woman. Ibn al-Sawda in Arabic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized that there is an illness within. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I didn't think that the pride from the era of Jahiliyyah was still within your heart, but it is. That in Jahiliyyah, the Arabs used to think that, you know, we are better race than certain other people, certain other groups of people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's that illness is still within. That illness is still within. And the narration mentioned that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, then Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he was shocked. He said, even after this many years, it's still there. Meaning he hadn't realized at all. When is a person realized that, yes, I have this feeling of pride, I think, but he hadn't realized at all. So, we will say that every illness, every deed, good or bad, is a symptom of some quality within. So that is sufficient to understand the reality of and the importance of rectifying these qualities. And I will mention one hadith as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. We mentioned this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the person with the most complete iman, the most complete deen, is the one whose qualities are the most complete. They are the best. Now from the explanation we have just given, we understand that very clearly. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of you are those who are best to his women, to his wives, to their wives. What does that mean? A person outside, he behaves in a good manner. He stays away from wrong actions. So it's possible, there are two possibilities. One possibility is he's doing that because there are good qualities within. Alhamdulillah. But there is another possibility as well. The other possibility is that there are no good qualities within. There is not in reality patience within his heart. That when some dispute happens and he is able to stay under control. In reality, that isn't there. But what is there is this worry about my status. That everyone looks at me that this is a respectable person. This is a polite person. In an argument with someone outside, if some inappropriate words come out of my mouth, then my status and my respect will diminish. So on the face of it, outside his behavior and his amal seem very good. In reality, it's not because those qualities are within. It's for another reason. Now usually, such reasons are not found inside the home. So inside the home, you will see the true nature of his behavior. The qualities within will truly come to light. If there is no patience, there is excessive anger and there is no patience, there is no restraint, then for other reasons, he may restrain himself outside the home. In the home, because there is no reason to do so, there is no one else looking, then you will see that he barely restrains himself. So, rectifying these qualities is key. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand this. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Any questions before we move on? Now, today I went to discuss Hopefully two more topics.